This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
They call upon Gwen and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
He probably thinks it's ridiculous that you people think he... I said you people.
What do you mean you people?
Yeah, what do you mean you people? What do you mean? Who are you, Don Cherry?
And Chris Ello.
I just had lunch with Larry Rothschild.
Oh, is that where you were?
Yeah, and he was running late, so.
Gwen and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
6:04 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello here at Scripps Ranch High, prepping for a semifinal matchup between the Central Spartans and the Scripps Ranch Falcons. 11-0. Squad that has turned a lot of heads in this community. I live in this community, so it's been the talk of the town, and this should be a very, very good playoff game. Both teams well coached. Had both of them on earlier. I was ready to run through a wall.
Both coaches seem like they're ready and confident and got good clubs, and I know it's a good night to, you know, probably drive around in El Centro. You're not going to have too much traffic there because I think the whole town is here to see their Central
They opened the gates, and it was nothing but blue Central sweaters coming through the turnstile.
We got here for the show today at 2:30. There were some Central High fans here 5 hours before day. It was like
their own version
of tailgating out here, getting ready for this game. So we'll have some fun, and we'll have the game for you coming up. Kickoff is an hour away with Braden Suprenant, the coach John Quintero, Rich Herrera on the call. Right now, though, time for Tony and I to make our Week 12 NFL picks.
We don't have an open for this.
Why not?
Because
when are you going to make the open again?
Next season.
I'm about to say, we've already made it through 12 weeks now.
Why do I keep thinking there's an open?
Because there was, and then wrong voice, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah.
That whole thing again.
You know what? Competitors do not make excuses.
That's what Coach Long told us.
Competitors don't make excuses. They just make plays.
Man, is Thomas on top of
Boom.
His game
yeah.
today or what?
He's always on top of the buttons, man.
He's good.
He's always.
Don't,
anytime
don't,
you're
don't
on
give
the
him
mic.
That much credit.
Oh, no. He gets all the credit.
The way we work our...
What did he say? What did you say, Scott?
Yeah, where'd my dinger go?
There you go. Where'd my dinger go?
Oh. That's my favorite new one. All right, Thomas Andrews, Zod Thomas, well done. Here we go. NFL picks, we got a three-point game, a two-point game, and a one-point game. And then we pick our upset pick of the week. If that team wins, you get the number of points that they are underdog by. Tony Gwynn Jr. and I both went 3-0 last week. For 6 points, both of us missed our upset pick, but barely.
I just missed mine.
You just missed yours. If Arizona had beaten the 49ers last week, you would have scored 11 points, and you would have put this whole game out of sight. But Jimmy G
came through.
Came through for the 49ers and rallied them. I took the Bengals over the Raiders, and that was actually a pretty close game, too. So, but both of us missed our upset pick. So the total score is Tony 79, Chris 68. You have a nice 11-point cushion, and you get to go first this week, my friend.
This is a tough week this week.
Yes, there's only one double-digit spread on the board.
And I don't trust that spread as far as I can throw it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I'm going to take New Orleans with my first pick.
All right.
The 9.5 at home over Carolina, who all of a sudden What's their quarterback's name again?
Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen has started to come back down to earth.
You weren't here on Monday, but I had to eat crow because I was fighting so hard that he was a great quarterback.
You were.
He's not.
He might not be everything that's cracked. Yeah, everybody thought he was cracked up to be. So I'll take New Orleans with my first pick.
Yeah, this is a tough week. And I know the game you were talking about is Cleveland over Miami. But, you know, Miami is sneaky, and Cleveland has got all kinds of issues right now.
They do.
I mean, they just had two or three players suspended, and their coach is a mess. And I can't pick 3 points against Miami. I have to root for Miami. So I'm going to have to leave this game for you if you want it. But the problem is there's not another one that just jumps out and says, pick me, pick me, pick me. The closest I can come is New England over Dallas, so I'll take that for my 3-point game. I'll take New England, but that's no gimme, not at all. We've talked about it all year. New England has got the great record. They got the championship pedigree, but they have not played a tough schedule yet.
No, they haven't.
Last week was really their best win, and they didn't look that impressive at Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, New England specifically, when they had a strong opponent put in front of them, they got whooped.
They got whooped by Baltimore. But I'll take New England for 3 because they're just tough games to pick this week.
Yeah, Chris, I did not expect you to do that at all. I really didn't. Now it's forcing me to have to take this Cleveland squad that I have zero faith in. And I have said all year long, even though Miami was pretty bad early on, there is just something about the way they play. Even when they were trying to get the first pick and trying to lose every game, they still go out and play hard.
Which they gave you an effort.
Which gives them a chance every week. I am going to take Cleveland anyway, despite all of that good stuff I just said about Miami.
Thank you for saying all that nice things about the Dolphins. We appreciate it. All right, next up for me, boy, again, I'll take Houston over Indianapolis. Oh, no, that already happened. I'll go with Buffalo over Denver for 2 points. That's not a gimme either, but the Bills getting it done. Broncos almost had the Vikings beat last week. They blew a 20-0 lead. I think that is going to carry over to this week. Buffalo will get them. I'll take Buffalo as my 2-point game.
Well, what is we going to do here?
What is you going to do is right.
Man, there's no guarantee that that Thomas's favorite quarterback for Detroit is going to be in the lineup this week. So
no,
I'm going to leave them alone. You know what? Give me Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh
for
Uno point. Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, and for 1 point, my pick will be. God, Mitchell Trubisky is a troubled, troubled man.
I got pushed off of that one real quick.
He is a troubled, troubled man.
is he even playing this weekend?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's starting. Okay. He's going to play.
Yeah, they announced today he's starting. You know what? I'm going to just say that they stay hot for 1 point anyway, the Atlanta Falcons. They're starting to play great football right now. We'll see if it keeps up for one more week. So I'll take them for 1 point.
You said the Falcons?
Falcons.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. So now we have our 3-point, 2-point, and 1-point picks. Now it is time for the upset pick of the week. Tony, you cannot pick Miami and you cannot pick Cincinnati because you already took the other side in those two games. So you have to look elsewhere for your upset pick this week.
Taking the Cowboys.
Oh, right against me. Okay. Tony goes with the Cowboys as his upset pick. I don't know.
There's not really any good upset picks this week.
No, everything's short spread. I'm trying to catch up. I'm way behind. But at the same time, I don't want to just waste picks.
Right.
I mean, I want to pick somebody I think has a chance to win. I think Jacksonville could win at Tennessee. You know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. It's only 3 points, but I'm going to take Green Bay to beat San Francisco because I keep calling them the Phony Niners. Green Bay is going to prove they're the Phony Niners this week. So I'll just take Green Bay as my upset pick, even though it's only worth 3 points.
The Phony Niners.
Yeah. Pick against you, Phony Niners,
they,
Scraby.
They said they're taking a nail this week. Scraby, how do you feel about that?
I think he's wrong.
Really? That's all you got?
The good thing is he usually
is wrong,
Scraby.
I wanted to say a swear word, so I can't.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You said Thomas is really sharp on the board. Let's make sure.
That's true. Thomas, make sure. I'm just kidding. But you're wrong, Chris. You're wrong.
There are our pick-ems for week 12.
Let you know how it all turns out on Monday.
We're going to step away, pay some bills. When we return, the back page.
We have some great ones today.
According to Scraby, we have some great ones. Doesn't always necessarily mean that's true.
It's all about... Look who's walking through right here, Scraby.
San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco 49er fan. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
And he's walking the other way.
All right. He's scared to death of you.
Before we go pay bills.
Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. 6:19 the time. Gwynn and Chris rolling through a Friday evening. Scripps Ranch High School is going to be jam-packed tonight for this semifinal football game. Scripps Ranch and Central.
As many people have through, I had to look at the clock to remind myself we're still 40 minutes from kickoff.
I know. People get here early. They don't mess around at Scripps Ranch.
It's going to be packed here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be jammed. And we'll have the call for you. Braden Soprena just came through here, too. So we got a play-by-play. We have our play-by-play guy. So we're ready to go. We got the coach, John Quintero, Rich Herrera. The whole gang's here for tonight's game. And then tomorrow, don't forget, you high school fans, if you can't make it, the Open Division Championship game between Carlsbad and Helix will also be carried on 97.3 The Fan beginning at 7 o'clock. So we got back-to-back high school games for you tonight and tomorrow. All right. Scraby looks forward to the Friday happy hour for one reason. That's because he presents to us the back page.
It's time now to go past the headlines, past the Dear Abbeys.
Are you willing to make a sacrifice?
All the way into a world where most never roam.
We're dealing with sick people here.
Gwynn and Chris take you through all the stories that are too weird for the front page. The back page starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, today's back page, all the stories that we don't usually talk about. The sultry sounds of Matt Scraby on the radio. We're going to start with some idiot fans. Because there are some dumb fans out there that have opened their mouth.
Are these fans going to be dumber than the ones that sent the kid at Penn State death threats?
No.
Because those are pretty dumb fans.
No. Different type of dumb?
Different kind of dumb?
Those fans that sent the death threats are just, we'll call them idiots.
Okay. Yeah.
We're separating.
Yeah.
Okay.
These people are just dumb because they love their team so much that they've opened their mouths and done something that they shouldn't have done. And we're going to start with a story that Thomas sent me earlier in the week. And it's about a Winnipeg Blue Bombers fan. And his name is Chris Matthew.
Wait, what is...
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
Canadian football. Because in 2001... Blue Bombers fan Chris Matthew made a pledge. He said...
2001.
Yes.
18 years ago.
18 years ago.
Just wait.
Okay.
He said he would only wear shorts until the Blue Bombers clinched the Grey Cup. And they haven't done it since.
19
And he's
years.
Legitimately worn shorts over 18 years.
This is in Winnipeg?
In Winnipeg?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, that's, Winnipeg.
That is dumb.
Right now, the weather we got at Scripps Ranch High, this is as high as it ever
gets in
Winnipeg.
People would be in tank tops
This is as high as it ever gets there.
You guys are in luck because the Blue Bombers are in the Grey Cup Championship on Sunday.
They are.
That's
why this story is coming out.
There's the story. So if they win this weekend, he can finally put some long pants on.
He said he's only worn pants once since 2001, and that was to a funeral.
Yeah, I guess you can't go to short. Can't go in shorts.
No, he even said, quote, "If they know about the shorts, I'll still wear the shorts to the funeral." Now, his wife Darla,
she hates him.
His lovely wife Darla.
His lovely wife Darla has some very, very funny comments. She says, I don't care. I think he likes it, and I know that win or lose, he likes the shorts. And he complains, but I think he loves the attention. We've been walking down the street when it's cold out, and I have a fur coat, and he's in shorts, and people stare. And I just assure them, yes, he's an idiot. That is a wife quote to a T.
100%.
Yeah. So he might end up being able to put on some pants.
Some sweats.
I'll tell you what.
He can celebrate in sweats if they win.
He could certainly use some sweats in January or in November up in Canada.
Winnipeg it is.
Oh, my Lord.
Cold there, man.
I'm trying to look at this, find this quote because it was pretty funny. He said he did it and he was like, oh, I got this in the bag because his team was facing. Oh, the Blue Bombers were 14-4 in 2001 and they were playing an 8-10 Calgary in the championship game. I thought it was a no-brainer. Apparently, I'm the no-brainer.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Very well said.
Now, moving over to another fan who opened his mouth when he shouldn't have. His name is Jeff Lanham. He's an avid Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Oh, Jeff. And you're already on the wrong path.
He pledged to live on his roof of his Milan, India restaurant until the Bengals get their first win this year.
Until they get their first win this year?
Yes. Oh, and boy. He did this back in the beginning of the year, and he has now lived on the roof of his restaurant for the last 48 nights.
Yeah.
And you think we're cold? This is Cincinnati or Indiana we're talking about. And you know what he has? His friends have actually donated equipment. Well, he uses a tent for shelter.
On top of his roof?
His friends have donated equipment, including a cot, chairs, a recliner, a TV, and miscellaneous camping supplies. Now, he keeps his food and drinks in a cooler. So, his wife says, quote, I miss him. It was an...
She hasn't been up to visit him?
No. It was an adjustment at first.
I was like, hell no, I ain't going up on the
I
roof.
Miss him.
You made that bet. Not me.
I miss him. It was an adjustment at first, but unfortunately, I'm starting to get used to it. And what if the Bengals go 0-16 because they still have not won a game? They're 0-10.
Right, then he doesn't get to come down until next year.
He says no. He says he's not going to go that far.
Oh, okay.
He said when the Bengals season is over, I'll come down. But when it starts back up, I'll come back up here.
Yeah, if he wants to remain, he wants to remain married, I suggest he get back down or after the year's over.
I'm going to say one thing. I am glad for this guy that he doesn't know the Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan and combine the two of being on his roof
and
wearing
in shorts.
Only shorts.
Yeah.
Then he'd really be
That'd have been a disaster.
Then he'd really be in trouble.
In the, I believe it doesn't actually say this in the story, but I'm thinking that it's a promotion for his restaurant because he said, I had no intentions on being up here. I was just kidding around when I made the comment. I don't know. Just popped in my head to be on top of our restaurant. And you know what? Let's plug his restaurant in Indiana because he's doing this.
Sure.
The Hog Rock Cafe.
All right.
So good luck to Jeff Lanham. They play the Steelers, and he is... saying that he fully believes the Steelers are going to go down this weekend.
Sure,
and he's
going
to be able to go inside.
And he's going to get to go down.
Yes. Now, the last story is...
That wouldn't be good for me.
Yeah, oh, that's no. right. You picked
That's a one-pointer for me.
That's a one-pointer.
He needs to stay up on that roof.
You're going to have to keep
him up
there.
I need him to be on that roof for the rest of the
season. Need him up there for another week.
Now, our last story in the back page for this week is, you know, when you call in sick, do we actually call in sick now? I don't think so, because we usually either text, email... He might call, but no one needs
You don't
to call
want to
anymore.
Risk it because the guy might be able to detect
you lying.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, a Kansas City reporter, this has nothing to do with sports, by the way, Nick Vassos, he called it. He's from Kansas City, WDAF-TV, and he is calling in sick yesterday, but he emailed in sick. He also emailed the entire company that he works for that he called in sick or that he wasn't feeling well. So thousands of colleagues from all over the country eventually replied to the email chain. And then a hashtag started.
He hit the reply all, huh?
No, he just accidentally emailed the
everybody?
Entire company. So some of the replies sent to Nick, and by the way, Nick, in the subject, he wrote, Nick, our sick Friday, so it auto-corrected, and everybody in the company. So some people, WKRG is sending you good Gulf Coast vibes, Nick. Thoughts and prayers, Nick.
That's
funny. Feel better, Nick. You're in our thoughts from our friends in Vegas. Get better, bud, from Greenville, North Carolina.
All over the country.
All over the country. So I really like that. And I guess we have time for one more because this went way faster than I thought it was going to go. There is Tim Tebow lost his dog over during the week. And he posted a video online of him saying goodbye to his dog.
Okay.
It's
you're gonna make fun of that?
It's a little. I'm not making fun of it.
I see a Niner jacket, just so you know.
49ers! Yeah, that's right. What's up?
Maybe you shot an IG there.
Good to say. Good. 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 I'm on the air. Give me a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
These 49er fans are talking.
That's right, 49ers.
All right, Scraby.
So Tim Tebow posted this video of him saying goodbye to his dog, and I'm not one. He should be sad about his dog. I think that's terrible. And
oh gosh, here comes the black-hearted Scraby.
What, you don't think he should have posted a video?
Have you seen the video?
No, I don't want to. I wouldn't want to watch it. It'd make me sad.
He posted pictures of him, his hand holding the dog's hand.
Yeah.
He posted pictures of him crying with the dog, or video crying with the dog. Now Thomas, I am known as the black heart.
Yes, you are.
But do you think that this was a little over the top?
I'd say if, as a pet owner and someone who really loves their animals, not really. He just really showed appreciation.
Okay,
the
come on. We talked about it, Tom. We talked about this, and you said it was a little weird.
If I said it was a little weird and my wife was listening right now, she'd be quite upset with me. Because we love our pets.
Have you guys seen it?
We love our pets and our animals. They're our children, Scraby. I know that's hard for you to understand.
Yeah.
You don't have any pets.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Well, Scraby, you got to remember, too, Tim Tebow has always kind of gone a little above and beyond when it's with his emotions.
Yeah, I think that's pretty honest and fair.
That's fair.
The one thing that I'm not mad at him for being sad at the dog.
Sounds like you are.
I just think the picture of the dog's paw in his hand is
a little weird.
His name is, I think his dog's name is Bronco, which is also, I guess he would have gotten it when you got the Broncos. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
All right. That's it for the black, or the black page, the back page. And
we're going to have to start calling it the black heart page.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, I'm going to go get a haircut this weekend because I want to look good this holiday season with Supercuts, and I'm going to keep looking sharp all year long. Go to 97.3thefansd.com and sign up to win a year's worth of Supercuts. And courtesy of 97.3 The Fan and Supercuts San Diego.
All right, there he is, Mr. Blackheart with the back page. Well done, Mr. Scraby. We'll come back, final half hour. We'll check in the booth as we get set for the Scripps Ranch Central CIF semifinal high school game. Thanks for being with us on our Happy Hour Friday, High School Friday, Gwen and Chris, number one sports station in San Diego. 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed it is. Football hour. We're here at Scripps Ranch High, preparing for the Division III semifinal game between the Central Spartans and the Scripps Ranch Falcons. Should be a terrific game. You've heard from both coaches. You've heard from Todd Durkin, the unbelievable trainer here in San Diego. Does a terrific job. Broke a whole bunch of stuff down for us. Scray, before we move into our next little segment, you had one more back page you wanted to get to that you somehow forgot.
I forgot this one.
An item that's worth mentioning.
Yes. So Tesla and Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, the present CEO, all that stuff.
Oh, Elon.
They unveiled a truck last night in L.A., and it's called the Tesla Cybertruck. Now, this truck looks awful, I will just say. It's trying to be way too different. But First of all,
the truck is ugly.
It's really ugly.
That looks like a tank, something that should be in a war, something like that.
I wouldn't buy it.
No.
I would not buy it, but the thing that's making news about this is that Elon Musk...
You wouldn't
Musk,
be able to afford it.
I know.
That too.
Well, Elon Musk is making news today because he is up there on the stage, and the truck's there and everything, and he's claiming that these windows of the Cybertruck are unbreakable windows.
Mm.
And so they decided to test out these windows in front of everyone, and they threw like lead balls at this thing, and it broke the window.
As they were displaying it.
As he was talking about the windows being unbreakable.
Whoops.
He broke the window, and then they go, okay, let's try it on the back one because I know this one is going to be unbreakable. And it broke again.
It was hilarious. He threw the lead at the window.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it was. He threw some rock object at the window. Right, literally within 10 seconds after he said about something about the windows being unbreakable, he heaves it at the window, and what does it do? It breaks.
Yeah, it broke twice. And
that sounds like a promotion that was put together by Scraby, doesn't it?
Hey!
It does,
indeed.
And then
indeed. Twitter went crazy. Like, Cybertruck will tow 14,000 pounds, wins a tug of war with the F-150, 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds, quarter mile in 10 seconds, but just don't touch those windows.
leave the windows alone. All right, so does that actually conclude our back page?
Yes, now it does.
It's over with.
And the Cybertruck's only going to be $39,900.
They should drop it a couple thousand after that display.
They should. It should be somewhere in the 20 somewhere.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, that's our back page. We are anticipating speaking to Coach Quintero as well as Braden Soprenant to kind
of
preview this matchup tonight.
Not good. Okay.
All right. So,
I have something for you guys. Remember we talked about the MLB? I'm sorry. Say that again.
Both coaches are in the booth right now. So, only coaches in the booth.
Well, we can go to coach.
No, we kind of need Braden too, don't we? Or we can go to coach. That's fine. Is coach ready?
Okay. Boy, this is great stuff, guys.
All right, let's go to this real quick. Well,
riveting stuff. Who prepared this show?
You.
Mm. Okay.
No, it was me and Thomas. I don't need to throw Thomas under the bus. It was me. It was anyway, you. MLB is exploring expansion teams.
Oh, yes.
And
let's get Chris fired up before we get off the show.
On the show,
I need to warm up somehow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
MLB is looking to expand to two more teams, and High Heat had it on this morning. Bruce Schein is on High Heat on MLB Network.
Wait, before you go on.
Yeah.
Do we know if Major League Baseball is actually looking to expand?
I thought Winfred said a few months ago that they are looking to expand, but I don't know how likely it's going to be.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, Bruce Schein came up with this realignment because you're going to have 8 divisions now and 4 teams apiece in the divisions. So let me just go through these real quick. He's saying that the AL Division 1 should be the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets, and the Phillies.
Chris, let me stop you there. Chris, how do you feel about that division?
That's stupid.
The AL Division 2 is going to be a Tigers, Blue Jays, Twins, and expansion team, so I don't think that's too bad.
Nobody cares about that division.
AL Division 3 would be Orioles, Nationals, Rays, and Marlins.
Orioles, Nationals.
So everything is geographic is what you're saying. So you're going to put all of the American League and National League teams together is what this guy
is proposing. Now, here is the biggest change for us here in San Diego.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so this eliminates American and National League.
Right.
There would be no reason for it at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
And
I really hate it now.
Now, what would you do with the DH? Does he mention that?
This is probably I would assume it's a
end
DH.
Of the DH thing?
The DH is
across the board?
Across the board, yeah.
Now, this last division in the AL, according to Bruce Schein, is crazy because it would change the NL West and the Padres and all that stuff. They're saying the AL Division 4 should be the Dodgers, the Angels, the A's, and the Giants. So which takes away both, 2 of the major rivals of the Padres.
No, they're going to put both Bay Area. They're not going to do this. This is a waste of everybody's time. this guy's proposal is so out there and unlikely.
Yeah.
But I just want to hear, just for fun, who he's going to put the Padres in a division with. Who's he going to put the Padres in a division
with? Oh, he's going to put the Padres in the division, NL Division 4, D-backs, Mariners, Padres, and Rockies.
Oh.
All right, we keep the Mariner rivalry.
I mean, no one wants to fly to Seattle. It's a 3-hour flight.
Anybody who would get the Mariners in their division is going to be irritated.
That sounds like a really nice proposal for the Dodgers and the Angels and the A's and the Giants so they can stay close together and play a bunch of games right in their backyard. But that's not going to work out too well for a lot of other teams. That's a dumb proposal. It's stupid. If you add one expansion team to each league, which is fine, and go to 4 teams of 4 divisions, I like that too. But just add the expansion team to one of the divisions. That's it. You got to keep the American and National. You got to keep something traditional in baseball, don't you?
The tradition is,
unlike any other.
It's frowned upon nowadays.
I don't care. I'm not frowning upon it entirely.
I personally don't like it because I already have a problem with the interleague play now. I wish it would go back. I felt like it fostered more guys wanting to compete in the All-Star game. It's just a better brand of baseball. Guys wanted to know what the other guys were doing because they didn't get to see them unless they were in a World Series.
Before we go to Coach and Brandon, I've done some quick research, and he's also saying he wants to add a universal DH.
There it is. It had to be. If you're going to put American League teams with National League teams, universal DH has to take
place.
You know
what? Why don't I just write an article and say, this is stupid.
Why not? I mean, your blog.
If he can write one to say that this is the way it should be, then I can write one to say that that's stupid and that's not the way it should
be. I think you should.
You do have a blog every week. You can kind of delve
today,
into that a little bit.
Did you write one?
I'm going to get home and write it.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's go up to the booth. We got Coach Quintero and Braden Soprano on to talk a little bit about this game. Coach Braden, you guys there?
Oh, we're here all right. It's getting a little bit cooler by the minute. But,
a little bit.
You know what? We're excited. Both teams have gone through their pregame warm-up. We're not that far away from the color guard coming onto the field. The officials are at the midfield stripe. So everybody's about ready to go here.
Braden, give me your breakdown of this game. I know that last week, a little bit of a surprise. I mean, Carlsbad pulled it out against Cathedral. Is it possible that Central High could come out here, 2-hour drive from El Centro, and upend an undefeated Scripps Ranch High team?
It's definitely highly possible, and that's because Central High, under their head coach David Pena, has only lost 5 games in the 3 years he's been head coach. And David Pena, he knows his stuff. He's coached in college football for 15 to 20 years, coaching at the likes of North Dakota State and a handful of NAIA schools, but college football is college football. He's going to have his guys ready to go. A team that has been to the semifinals every single year that he's been the head coach. In fact, they made it to the CIF championship game last year and played Morse and just fell just short of winning a CIF championship. They're eager to get back out to it. And they're going to have a lot of guys scrappy out there in the Imperial Valley that are ready to try to get back to Southwestern College. So they're going to be battle-tested and ready to go. Scripps Ranch, they got a lot of great athletes, and they got a good team, and they're rolling right now, 11-0. This is the group that they were most confident in when both of them came in, or when, you know, these guys came through as freshmen. This is the class, this junior and senior class. These are the guys that Scripps Ranch were the most excited for in terms of playing football down the stretch. And, well, you know, you got to be excited for it. They're 11-0. They won a league championship for the first time in a long time. And they're looking to add on to that by going to a CIF championship, hopefully after defeating Central tonight.
You know, Coach, as I sit here and I look at the opponents that Scripps Ranch has played this season, it doesn't seem like there's a team that – plays a style in which Central plays. Will that be a factor in this game, do you think?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to be very interesting, I talked to Marlon Gardnero, the head coach of Scripps Ranch, a little while ago. He came up and visited with me for a while, and he was saying one of the things that they found on tape is that Central will substitute. They'll go from their three wide receiver look or their four wide receiver look when it's on their side of the field, and then all of a sudden they'll go to a jumbo package or vice versa, and it's very hard for the opponent to get the players on the field from the far side. So I am going to watch that and see if they're able to, maybe take advantage of that a couple of times tonight. But he expects a very good ball game. He said the one thing from tape, Central is extremely disciplined. They rally to the football as a good unit. And these guys don't make a lot of mental mistakes. He goes, they're an extremely well-coached football team, almost militaristic-like when you watch them on tape.
Coach John Quintero, Braden Soprano will have the call of tonight's game. It kicks off at the top of the hour. Central High from El Centro taking on Scripps Ranch High here at Scripps Ranch High School, where we are broadcasting live, Gwen and Chris, and looking forward to this game. One last thing before you guys go. Tomorrow night, Braden, I know you guys got Carlsbad Helix in the Open Division Championship. Give me just a little preview of that game, the Saturday night game tomorrow.
It's going to be a fun one tomorrow night. They got two offenses that are really good, two defenses that are also really good, and some teams that are not at full strength in terms of injuries, but two teams that are battle-tested, two teams that have not lost to a team in San Diego this season. They're both coming in at about 10-1, and those both the losses for the one for Helix and the one for Carlsbad have come from out of town. So, you know, something's got to give tomorrow night. Helix is trying to get their third Open Division Championship, which would be the most out of any school out here in San Diego. Carlsbad's looking for their first ever Open Division Championship. It should be a fun battle between some two high-powered teams here in San Diego, and we're looking forward to calling the game tomorrow at Southwestern College at 7 o'clock.
These guys work so hard, and they're so good. Tonight, the coach, John Quintero, Brian Suprenant, great call. Have a great game, guys, and have a great fun weekend with the game tomorrow night as well. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, there they are, Brian Suprenant, the coach,
John Quintero.
Those guys do
such a tremendous job of the amount of work they have to do to have that kind of, because it's not like it's that information is
no
easily
You can't just go normally to the high school website and get all the information, background.
They
got to
make phone calls. They got to do a whole bunch of different things.
They got to check in with everybody
in order to have a shot there. So,
all right, we got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to bring up something that was brought up. I read earlier this week. It was put together by our friend from the Bay Area who's been on the show many times, Dieter Kurtenbach, right? You know Dieter, and he's been on the show several times. But we were talking about realignment there for a little bit in Major League Baseball. Well, Dieter Kurtenbach has come up with an idea for the NBA.
Okay.
And I wanted to run it past you. I like this idea because the NBA has, what is its issue right now? Load management. That's like the big thing right now. Everybody's upset about guys are sitting out. Teams don't have to play very hard. They just cruise through the regular season. There's no reason to even try that hard in regular season.
It doesn't help that one of the men of the biggest owners in the NBA is supporting this, too.
Right. So how is the NBA going to fix this? Well, a lot of people think they should shorten the season a little bit. But as Dieter points out in his article, if you short the season, you're going to lose revenue. Because
either party wants to do that.
And no way ownership will ever go for that, nor will the players want to make less money. They want to get paid for 82 games, even though they don't want to play 82 games anymore. So shortening the season isn't really a good option. But here's Dieter Kurtenbach's idea to make the NBA regular season relevant again. Because he's right when he says that it isn't relevant right now. There's a few teams that are battling hard for a spot. Other than that, we already know who's going to be in and we already know who's going to be out. Dieter Kurtenbach says the NBA ought to go to the Major League Baseball playoff system, which means you have to win your division. There's three divisions in each conference. You have to win your division. Those three teams go to the playoffs. And then the top two remaining records play a short 2-out-of-3 series wild card. And that's it for the NBA playoffs. If you don't finish in the top, if you don't win your division or get one of the top two wild cards, you just don't make the playoffs in the NBA. And he is right. If they did that, all of a sudden, can you imagine the kind of games you'd be having during the regular season?
I didn't think I was going to like it as you started. I actually love that. And here's why. It would make division titles worth something.
It would mean something.
And you wouldn't have nearly as many teams tanking before the season even starts.
No. And here's the other thing. What he brings up correctly is that right now 8 teams make it from each conference. But the 1-8 matchup and the 2-7 matchup in the first round are normally one-sided anyway.
1-8 has only happened once.
I think one or two times.
Beat the Seattle Supersonics.
I think only one or two times, right. And the 2-7, the 7 doesn't win very often either. So
no.
Those top teams are going to advance anyway. So you're basically shortening the playoffs by just a couple of little series, and then you'll immediately beat either your semifinal round, and away you go. I thought it was a great idea. I'd like to get Dieter on the program to talk about it, but I think the NBA needs to look at this. Instead of, like everybody else, adding playoffs, they need to subtract playoffs to start making the regular season worthwhile again.
I, as much as I like it, I wonder if the unintended consequence of that is that you have more teams tanking. You have more teams give up earlier.
That would be the unintended consequence.
Because
you're right.
Because what happens, this is all dictated by analytics. They tell you, load management is determined by analytics. So who's to say that even though you shorten it, that those numbers still don't tell you the same thing, that you have even less of a chance to
I guess in a lot of ways you're right. I mean, if you're the Chicago Bulls, for example, and you're already 4-10, if there was only 5 teams that got into the playoffs, you could tank the season starting right now.
Right now.
And maybe a lot of teams would do that.
And because you know, they're not the way they have changed up the draft now, where the worst team doesn't necessarily get it, you could be okay just being in that kind of no man's land.
Lousy teams. Well, I don't know. It's at least
I like the idea, though.
It's at least an idea to help us with the top teams, because honestly, as much as you love the Lakers and as much as, you know, Scraby loves his Warriors, really, for Scraby, the last 5 years, there's been no real pressure or reason for him to watch a Warrior regular season game, because the Warriors were going to be in the playoffs. There was no way that wasn't going to happen.
They were going to be in a championship. You knew
exactly
that.
So, you know, but if there was a 5-team playoff, you know, or you had to win your division, you know, to avoid the wild card round, then the teams like the Warriors would have to play through the whole season to try and win it. His idea is looking at the top of the league, the top players, making sure that they play every night.
Right.
But you're right about the unintended consequences. So many teams would be out of it by mid-December that it might be a catastrophe for the NBA if they didn't have this many playoff teams.
I want to share with you guys something I spoke with Mike Palm about yesterday, and it had never dawned. We were talking about baseball free agency,
mm-hmm.
And why it doesn't spur the kind of noise that the NFL does and
NBA
does. And I don't know why it never dawned on me, but he brought up such a terrific point. He said, well, because there's a cap, hard cap in the NFL, soft cap in the NBA, they already know a year in advance what they're going to have to spend. Whereas in baseball, because there's no cap, it's kind of a moving target to what you're going to spend. So teams are kind of figuring it out as free agency is going on. And I don't know why it never dawned on me, but that makes perfect sense. When you have a year to plan, and we see it all the time in the NBA, right? KD's going to be a free agent in 2019. You got six teams already knowing that they're going to be competing.
In the bidding for him.
Because they know how much money they're going to have to spend. Whereas in baseball, because there's no cap, guys can pick up their option. That changes the money. Guys fall off all the time, and it's a little bit more unpredictable. I'm not saying it's a full-on reason why, but it certainly makes a lot of sense
why there's not as much talk.
We don't have the kind of conversation during the offseason for baseball that we do for the NBA and the NFL.
Baseball needs a little bit more offseason conversation because it's behind in that category to the
it's
other
it's really
sports.
Behind.
I think you're right. Your opinion real quick on the Padres 40-man roster move the other day, protecting Jorge Ona and getting rid of Nick Martini. I was a little critical of that just because Nick Martini, they played him for an entire month down the stretch, and to me now that was just kind of a wasted month.
Yeah.
Was there anything different the Padres could have done there?
Listen, I think there's there has to be a bigger picture to this that we just can't see right now, right? Because Ona's coming off a shoulder injury, that, as far as I know,
mm-hmm.
a guy that there were a lot of teams in on when he was coming out of Cuba. So –
They gave him $6 million.
They gave him $6 million
as a bonus a couple of years
ago. So, if I'm guessing, not knowing anything, and listen, maybe they believe this guy can truly be one of the three outfielders that they use next year.
Maybe,
but I just feel like there's a bigger picture that we just don't see yet.
Yeah, it seems to be a little bit of a disconnect because I'm looking at it from the other side. They gave Martini not just a chance to play. They basically gave him the job for the final month of the season. He played against lefties, against righties. He batted second.
And he
every
did a good job,
night.
Too.
Did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And now he's just off the team. So it's like, to me, I would have rather had some young guy out there in left field playing those games.
I see your point.
Taking those, quote, minutes.
And that's fair.
From a guy that you just ended up throwing out in the street at the end of the season.
But that was kind of the way we saw it the previous year, right? Where we didn't want to see anybody brought in. We wanted to see the young guys come up and play.
Right.
There might have been a spot for that. But listen, when you're searching for answers, as the Padres were in the second half, you're going with anything you can get.
Put everything out there. All right, we put everything we have out there. Hope you enjoyed the show today, High School Friday. Wrapping up with our happy hour. Scraby, God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
All right. And Odd Thomas, great job. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the high school football coming up not only tonight but tomorrow on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.